Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Chairman. I would like to take this opportunity to respond to an observation made by my distinguished colleague from Iran on the kind of approach we should be adopting and what kind of mechanisms are appropriate. If I might begin by paraphrasing the English poet John Donne, no convention is an island entire of itself. Every convention is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. My point here is that the BTWC does not exist in a splendid vacuum. It exists alongside many other existing agencies. And because of the core of our convention deals with biology, biology is all around us. So we have established organizations, programs, and activities that exist to combat infectious disease. There are many overlaps. As we've heard, it's highlighted in the US paper, and we've heard on previous occasions that trying to make sure that that system is effective and properly funded is a challenge. So it seems to us that we're not about to create a separate, parallel, duplicative set of structures to do all these things purely in the context of BTWC. Our task is to see where there might be gaps in effective response, to serve as a catalyst for those efforts, and to ensure that everyone who looks at is dealing with this problem is mindful of the requirements, particularly where we have this nexus between public health issues and security, and in particular in this case, whether the event is from the outset perceived to be a deliberate, man-made, hostile use of microorganisms or toxins, or that fact becomes emergent during the humanitarian response, which is why I agree with the comment that it's very difficult to see a scenario in which the first response is going to be invocation of Article 7. There may well be a security element coming at some point. So we're not in favour of trying to create something completely new, self-standing, purely in the context of the convention. It just does not make practical sense, it doesn't make logistical sense, it doesn't make scientific sense. And as this convention knows fully well, we are facing a constant financial dilemma to keep this modest intercessional process afloat. So what chance, therefore, of trying to create something brand new in this fora? One other observation, picking up a comment made by my distinguished Spanish colleague, that ongoing investigations that are both of a security nature but also of a health nature are going to be mutually reinforcing, particularly when we're trying to identify the causative agent of the outbreak, which may or may not be known before the assistance packages are provided. That enables more effective response, what we know what it is, particularly if there's any signs that it's been modified genetically. That might require new responses or make some responses impracticable or impossible in the short term. So just to conclude, sir, I think what we're looking at here is how can we make use of the existing systems to support the aims and purposes of this convention and fill in any gaps that may exist between existing capabilities and work to strengthen them in harmony. It's all about coordination. It's all about command and control. Those are the key words. Thank you, sir.